Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, I think we did, but let's just quickly just say, Ono halach doidech hayofa banoshim, ono pona doidech vayshenimo. Where did your beloved go, you beautiful amongst the women? Where did your beloved turn? And we'll go searching with you. Doide yorad leganoi, la rugas habosem, le rois paganim, le koit shoshanim. My beloved went down to the to his garden, okay, to the larugas habesim. That's the rows of spices, I guess. Lirois baganim, he was going to graze in the gardens for lil koit shoshanim and to gather roses. How beautiful! Okay, doy the yard laganoi, tsivo lonu livnos hecholoi v'yeshomi monu. So he's Yorad Laganoi. What does it mean, Yorad? I guess, Doidi, our beloved who resides in heaven, told us to build a Heichal, a Mikdash, a hall, V'yeshom Imon, and he will be there with us. Very interesting. So that's what, so again, we're looking for him. Where is he? So he commanded us. So how's that the response to where is he? Ono halach didech, ono pono didech. Where did he go? We're going to search for him. Ah, so in other words, so he's saying, it's not like he's hiding from us. In other words, he is to be found. He is to be found, even though we don't have him. But he is to be found because he told us, build a Beis HaMikdosh and I'll be with you. So in other words, Doidior Lagano is a response. You know where he is? Right now he may be in Shemayim. But he told us, you build me a house and I will come to live with you. That's the famous Medrash. I think I quoted it. That Medrash starts off by saying, Hashem is homeless. Hashem needs a place to live. So he says, also the Mikdosh Shachanti V'Seichom. So he says that Moshe to a melech, that his daughter gets married, he marries off his daughter, and she moves to a faraway place with her husband. And the melech, who's mitgageya, you know,
freaking out.
What? He longs for her. So he says, listen, I can't have us separated so long. Make me a place, you know, like I like to say, renovate the garage, so there'll be a room for me to come, and I'll always be able to come and I have a place. So that's his response. In other words, we look for him, we can't find him. His response is, listen, you guys, Klal Yisrael sinned. The original matzav after Har Sinai was compromised with the Egel and what other nisyonis that they didn't fare too well necessarily. And he says, but we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to be able to find me because you build me a house and I shall come there to live there. V'yeshom imonu. Arugas haboisem moke mikta hakteres. Or arugas haboisem, the rows of spices refers to the kteres. The kteres is a place where we burn kteres to Hashem. Now let's stop that for a moment. Now what is that about? This is his place. So we're burning kteres for him. Well, what can we visualize in that? What can we thank you. Yeah. No, but seriously, I guess the pshat is that in a human sense that these good fragrances, the aromas, the smells, the odors. Odor is a bad word, I guess. A fragrance is a good word. Fragrance, good smells, good
perfume.
Smells. What? Perfume is that? Yes, that's like a sign of appreciation. That's like a sign we're giving you something. In other words, I imagine that's the idea too. In a relation, I thought of this many times.
We had this
one. Two.
The Rashi said that we have to give karbara.
Like two.
You have to what?
You have to feel like we're.
Oh, that same idea. We said that already. I don't
Rashi
remember.
Said it in a little bit more.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Good. Very good. So I think the point in the Beis HaMikdash was that it's if Hashem is there, we also have to feel that we're connected. We're doing something. So we're giving him korbanos. It's not that he's hungry, but we now feel we gave something. We give perfume, these beautiful aromatic aromas. I don't know. Not familiar with all these fancy words. But anyway, this is also, so we have given him something. It's a pleasant thing. For a human being, it's pleasant. Hashem doesn't need anything. But in our perception, we're presenting him with such a pleasantness, which is a like an expression of our love and appreciation. Leroy Spagadin, he's coming to graze in the gardens. For Oid Yorad Leroy Soinoi, Bagadim Asher Nofutsu Shom, Oisom shaloi olu min hagoylo mashre shchinos aleim debote knesu vote midroshes. Ah, I don't know which goyla he's talking about here, but he says, Leroy Spagadim, he says he's not only stationed in the Beis Hamikdash, and I would say that today, you know, Chazal say that the Shechina is still in the Kesel HaMa'arovi, but the Shechina never leaves. That the Shekhinah will never leave the Kesel HaMa'arovi. So the Peshat is, even though the Shekhinah is there, but don't think that the Shekhinah is in Eretz Yisrael. And in Chutz La'aretz, we're all on our own. Because he's also, he goes, Lirois Baganim, Yorad Lirois Tzoynoi, to graze his sheep, which means the shepherd takes care of his sheep. Baganim Asher Nofetzu Shom, in all the gardens where they're spread out throughout the Golus, Oisom, Shaloi Olu Min HaGoyla, that didn't come up yet, so I don't know if this is referring to the time of Golus Bavel when they didn't come up yet to make the second base of Mikdush, or maybe this is referring to our Golus when they didn't come up yet to make the third, to be in the third base of Mikdush, but even so, those that are still in the Golus, Mashre Shechinosei Aleihem, he puts his Shechina on them, this is very, very significant as far as I'm concerned. Because when we talk about the Mokum HaMikdosh being the Mokum HaShoras HaShechina, Rashi says here Beferish. Excuse me, just one second.
Daddy, what was the motion before?
One second.
What was the motion before?
I was burning the spills.
Thank you very much. Perfect. Go ahead. Okay, so, but this is very important because we tend to feel, some people feel, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, that's it. That's where it's at. You know, the Shechina, the Mokum HaShechina. No, the Beis HaMikdosh. This is even talking when there was a Beis HaMikdosh. So he says, even though there was a Beis HaMikdosh, not just the remnant of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kosel, which where also the Shechina resides, but he's Mashre Shechinosoi Aleihem, here. He Mashre, what's the Losh of Mashre mean? He I don't know what's the shorish? What's it mashre? Shoyre. To look like the place to I don't know. Lashrod is to soak. Is to soak. What?
Lashrod is lechasod betoch hadavar.
So it's like. It's mechuseh. So it's covered. Oh, because when you're mashre, then it's covered.
This is not a time of Golus.
What?
This is not a time of Golus. This is a,
well, I don't know. He's saying there is
a Beis HaMikdosh. The people didn't come up from...
There is a Beis HaMikdosh.
Yeah. Lav Dafka.
No, and at a time of Golus, Mestamas is the same thing.
Why
not?
Maybe when it's...
The Shechina remains.
It's
Shechina remains. If the when the Shechina is there, the Teretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forsake Klal Yisrael. And look, he says why. He's Mashre Shechinosoi, Bebote Knesu, Bote Midrashis. This is where the Shechina is.
Maybe like at a time of Golus, it's more. Isn't it more like that's not a chisaron hestapotim. That's not considered like a
hestapotim. I don't know. Maybe it's his Mashre Shechinosoi, but hestapotim. But look what he says. He quotes here from the Goyin. He says, the Goyin says, he occupies himself by delighting in the presence of the righteous. That's different from Rashi a little bit. But that says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is delighted to be with the tzaddikim. Okay, whatever that is. But there's a lot of love even in the Golus, in the Bati Knesis, Bati Mizroshas, Rashi says, that is where the Shechina is still Shoyre, even though we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we're not in the Beis HaMikdash. The Lilkoit Shoshanim, Shemea Umakshiv Nidborim B'Teirosei. He listens and pays attention to the people who speak in his Torah. Lilkoit Shoshayim Ulekosvom, to collect their schusim and to write them b'sefer zikoron lefonov, and to put them in a safe zikon the form of kin shenemar was nidbru yirei Hashem isha reyehu vayakshiv Hashem vayishma v'yikosef b'sefer. So what is he writing in the sefer? That's interesting.
What
is he writing in the sefer? Is he writing the memory of the people that are studying, or is he writing the chidushim that they're saying?
Neither.
What is he saying? Shemeo Machshin Boy Bitaroso, Lilkat Schuyos, same Ule Kosvom, he gathers their schuyos and
he writes them, the schuyos.
He writes the schuyos.
Okay, the safest he core on the phone of what?
All of them.
Huh? What are you saying? Umashe Atem Omi Mavaksha Imono, Livnos Imono, that's something else. I wish I had the whole posuk. Where's that posuk? Oz Nidbaru is a posuk in Malachi. Can we look that up? Oz Nidbaru is a posuk in Malachi. Can we look that up? Oz Nidbaru is a posuk in Malachi. Lefonov. I have to see. That's an interesting question. No, what do you say? You say it's. As Bashi Dibru, all. Lo Shemotehen. He's not writing the names.
Which
name? Shomeo Machshin Dvar Mitarosa. Lil Kotzchoyos Seim, Velech Kosvam, Ulai Kosevet Haschoyos.
What?
What?
Lil
Kotzchoyos Seim.
Also.
Ule Kosvam, Mahu Kotel. Does he write the schuyos in it?
Yes,
I am.
Yes,
he is.
Not
that either. Okay. Schuyos
Sehen, Ul Kosvorum. It's not what they're speaking about.
What? Is he writing what they're speaking about?
No.
Is he writing? How do you know? How do you know? I just don't know.
He's Shemeo Machshin Midbar, because he doesn't reference what they're talking about. He's just saying.
Shemeo Machshin Midbar,
people who speak in his Torah, to gather their schus, the custom either means and write them for good memory or to write their schus. It doesn't mean the Torah.
So it's not.
Tzurat lekita,
because he doesn't reference the actual.
Pasuk omar lilkot shoshanim. Tzurat lekita is b'ktiva.
Mahu kotev avo. השמות של המדברים או מה שמדברים? You don't have it?
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist? What are you talking about?
Malachi Gimel, first of all, there is no parak Gimel in Malachi.
Malachi 3:16, it says.
There's no.
There's no? Okay, there goes that. Are you sure?
I don't know.
So what is there?
Only one
parak. One parak? So look at Pasuk 16.
So what? There is no Pasuk 16.
There's no Vayak Shav Hashem
Vayish. Oh no, there's. Pasuk 16.
In parak what?
Yom Shofar Shofar Churak.
In which parak?
Oh, Malachi. Wait a second, I might have been. Nope.
Are you in Malachim or Malachi?
Malachi.
Mistake.
I think
there might be a mistake. It's safer, actually. Oh boy. It just goes from.
They jumped in the middle.
Oh, it's an old pasuk.
Okay, not the new right. Stefania.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Shagi,
it continues. One page just
Stefania by accident.
Oh,
Stefania by
accident.
Yeah, yeah. So
there
is Gimel. Yeah. No, see, like,
what?
Every so often there's one random.
Pasuk, test. What? It's totally messed up. Here, Ozn Dabr Yuri Hashem Ish El Yehu Yachshiv Hashem Yishma Yikasev Sev Zikaron Lifnav Yuri Hashem Velechol Shoy Shema.
So Yikasev. Let's just see what Yikasev.
I mean, as Muslim, you're right.
Sounds like it.
The printer was drunk.
Ben Alilkot Lezchut. Ben Amelim Betorato Lelilkot. Sharab Sifta Mila Kedem.
Mama.
Ben Amelim Betorato Lelilkot.
Betorato Lelilkot, no.
Ben Am Sifta Mila Kedem.
Kedem. Shome Umakshiv Nidwarim Betorosa Lelilkot.
Torato Kedem Lelilkot.
כתוב אצלך כדי?
אבל זה הכוונה.
שומר מאכשר דבר נברא, כדי ללכות זכו יוסיהם ולכות זכו יוסיהם. זהו, זה אתה צודק. Okay, so that's the pshat. So here, so he's listening to the people that are studying Torah, and in order to take their zchuyos and to write them down in the Sefer Zikaron. In other words, to remember that these people are studying the Torah. Now this is in the Golus. Umashatem. Okay, so let's go. Umashatem on levaksha imonu velivnois imonu. I the goyim said before. So now he's answering what they said. Let's see what that is. It's late. Uma she'atem omrim levaksha imonu velivnois imonu. You want to search for him with us and to build with us. Ani ledoidi v'loy atem loy. That's the next pasuk, I guess. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. Ani ledoidi v'loy atem loy. You can't be zeichet to build with us. It's not for you and for us. And to you, you don't have a chelek or any rights and or any remembrance in Yerushalayim. So in other words, the nations of the world want to participate. I guess everybody... I guess it sounds like if it was sincere, then maybe they would have been respected a little bit more and appreciated a little more. It sounds like it was like the whole world craves for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is still being, the Christians would love to have it, and the Muslims fighting for it, and then you got the real owners. So the umay say on alach doydach washo unavakshenu imach. We want to have a chelik. We want to find him, and we want to be part of the thing. So he says no. Umashatem on the vakshimon of living this one. Anila doydi v'loy atem v'loy tivnu imon. You can't build with us. Loy lachem v'lonu live nice space by yisleilukenu. It's not you are not part of that mission that has the right to build a house for Hashem, and you have no chelik utstoko v'zikoroin. No aspect whatsoever in Yerushalayim. But I think what we should point out is as follows, two things. The Goyim were able to come and to pray in the Beis HaMikdash. They were able to bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was called the Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikori L'Cholo Amim. It was a Beis Tefillah for all the nations. However, the Balabatim, the ones responsible, the ones in charge, the ones who run the show and it belongs to them, that's us, and you don't have a chelik in that. But what I think is also important to mention is that it isn't that they can't have a chelik in it, because we have a very interesting club that the membership is open to everyone as long as you observe the rules of the club. If you want to become a club member, clubs have a right to have their rules. We have rules. If you want to become a club member, everybody is welcome. But until you're a member of the club, the privilege to build a house for Hashem and the privilege to have Hashem come and live in your house and to have this close proximity and to be able to bring, on our own, the keteres and the korbanos, they could bring korbanos, but it's our dime, it's our operation, and that's something that has to be very clear. And despite the fact that you want it, it belongs all to us because we got that ani le doidi ve doidi li, and that's the next pasuk.